APV Services finally gets round to presenting episode 13 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 13. I'm Adam.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Isabella.
Ah, good. And, yes, sorry we've been away for a while. We've been a bit busy. Alicia's been finishing school. I've been waiting for Alicia to finish school. What are the other excuses we've got?
I need music.
Pardon?
I need music, and I need this. Then I need the doctor said Amy fell down to the ground.
Oh, for goodness sake, going down that road again. How long did it take you to say Amy's fell down to the ground?
Doctor fell down to the ground.
How fascinating. So we should change the name of this this podcast to The Doctor and Amy Fell Down to the Ground, shouldn't we, Alicia?
Isabella, what happened to Doctor Who this week?
Amy fell down.
We have to be a bit nearer to the microphone, but never mind. Well, Doctor Who wasn't on this week, Alicia. Obviously, since you finished school, you've lost your skills of observation, haven't you? Now, I'd like to apologise, because in the background... I'm going to do lots of apologising, boy. In the background, we've got zingzillas, because Isabella refused to stay in the room and be quiet without zingzillas being on, and I couldn't wait any longer to record the podcast, so we have to put up with that strange backing noise, won't we, Isabella? Right. Now, we've had a sort of not real feedback. I think Joe Rodney sent me a message saying that his young daughter, I think he said six-year-old daughter, said, "More Isabella, please." And we had to bring you back, Alicia, because listening figures went down quite drastically during our double Alistair Pearson episode last time. I'm not sure whether it went down because of Alistair, thank you, or because of the fact that the series was over. Would you two be quiet?
Bah. Bah.
Bah. Be quiet.
Bah.
Anyway, all because the fact that people just didn't want to listen to Alistair. Be quiet, please. So, without further ado, let's talk about what we got to talk about, Isabella. What are we talking about?
Doctor's stuck in a crack.
No, in general. Doctor Who, that's what we're talking about. Funny enough, being this is a Doctor Who podcast.
No, we're not.
Now, the funny thing is, I need my iPod, so I'm just going to pause it there because I need my iPod. Anyway, if you hear tears in the background, it's because Isabella is protesting because Zingzilla's hasn't been turned up yet. So, ow. Anyway, we're talking about Doctor Who, Isabella.
I don't want it.
Don't you?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Right. So, I just got me onto thinking about the other podcast that I listened to. One of which, I think there was a question on, I think it was a Doctor Who podcast, an advice question in which one of the listeners said, which Doctor Who podcast shall I listen to because there's so many of them? Well, there's an easy answer to that. It's 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. What do you think, Alicia?
Funny.
Well, I mean, there aren't enough Doctor Who podcasts around, especially as I've got to work nights next week. And I've got, how many hours is that? 39 hours plus two extra shifts. That's about 60 hours. And there's not 60 hours worth of Doctor Who podcasts that I haven't listened to available for that particular time. So I'm going to have to listen to some old Doctor Who audio things. That I have already listened to.
That sounds really boring.
Yeah, that's a point, actually, Alicia. You may want to disagree with this, watched every single episode of Doctor Who that's in the archive that's still available. Everything, from Unearthly Child right the way up to Big Bang, haven't you?
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, that took about 2.5 years to get through all those episodes, did it not? Can you not remember anything of it?
No.
So that would suggest to me you need to watch them again.
No, I don't want to. I'm too busy.
Well, if you can't remember them, means you'll be like watching them again from scratch.
I'm too busy with my life and dancing.
I will let you off watching a classic episode of Doctor Who if you can remember anything. Or an episode, say, for instance, from the first Doctor's era.
Ants.
Right, okay, alright. From the second Doctor's era.
Recorder.
That's not an episode.
It's a recorder. It's not an episode. The War Games.
Right. Alright, from the third Doctor's era.
Spaceships.
What?
Spiders.
Right. Fourth Doctor's era.
Well, who was that?
You don't know who the fourth Doctor is.
Hold on, I need to go through.
How many seconds of silence was that?
No, I don't know. I got mixed up with Colin Baker.
No, that's six.
I know, that's what I mean.
The most famous of all the classic series Doctors, and you can't remember who he is.
Peter Davison.
Oh, God.
Tom Baker!
Hooray!
I thought he was fit.
Yeah, right. A story from the Tom Baker era.
Your face.
Face of evil.
So you just gave me one.
No, you said your face, so I was just trying to help you out with that one.
Yeah.
The fifth Doctor.
Who's that?
You just told me who it was.
Peter Davis.
Yeah.
Master.
It's not an episode, is it? As a master is in probably about half of his stories.
He was in one, so technically it is an episode.
Alright, the sixth Doctor.
Colin Baker.
Yeah.
Caves.
No, I don't remember any K's being involved in the
Ancient Times.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there was a cave episode, I remember.
No, that was the Caves of Androzani, which was Peter Davison episode.
No, there was another episode of caves.
Well, what do you mean, the one...
with Colin Baker.
With Syl in it, when a Perry gets done in. That one?
Colin Baker?
Yeah, it was Colin Baker.
Yeah, that one.
Right, that was Trial of Time Lord, obviously, episodes... 5 to 8, I think those were. And, right then, so who was after that? Sylvester McCoy.
That man eating a pig.
Eh?
The man who eats pigs.
What are you talking about?
The hotel one.
Oh, what do you mean, Paradise Towers?
Yeah.
Okay, the eighth Doctor, Paul McGann.
It's a movie.
Hey, that was an easy one, wasn't it? Then we move on to, obviously, we've only just watched... I'll let you off on the Eccleston one.
Yeah,
because
the Eccleston one's
not
easy.
We've only just watched Rose and End of the World. Any observations from Earth and Time? I know it was last week, but I know you've got a very short memory span. Any observations having watched Rose?
It's Rose.
Well, my observations are that it was actually quite good.
That's good.
And what do we say about the sonic screwdriver? There was a pulsating sort of beam coming out of the sonic screwdriver
when
the Doctor used it, which I hadn't noticed before. But on the whole, quite good. But who would you say then, between Eccleston and Smith on their first two episodes, is better?
I don't know. I like them both.
That's pretty on the fence, isn't it? And End of the World, what do you think of that?
I like the music.
What, Tainted Love by Soft Cell?
It's modern music.
That's the point, though, isn't it? Remember people were kicking up a fuss about Athlete being on Vincent the Doctor?
Uh-huh.
Well, Tainted Love by Soft Cell was on that particular episode.
That seems nice, doesn't it?
And, what's more, in the classic series, was it Resurrection of the Daleks, or was it the one that... Was it Revelation of the Daleks?
I have no idea what you're talking
Revelation
about.
Of the Daleks. The DJ plays old rock and roll music, played by Alexis Sale, over the radio system.
Why
so to say that they don't use contemporary music in Doctor Who, what utter nonsense. So, I think I've actually got... Would you stop singing, please? Thank you. So, we basically covered the ground. I'll let you off. You do remember very, very small snippets of this.
I know!
But not enough to warrant... not watching the odd classic episode from time to time. If a listener says in and challenges you to watch a classic story, what would you do? Fall asleep, obviously.
What? Well, so I always...
I said if a listener writes in or sends in some audio feedback, yep. which would be nice, as we didn't get anything this time, what would you do? They said, right, you'll watch this classic episode of Doctor Who, classic story of Doctor
Who. Yeah,
you would do it. That's interesting. Well, please, listeners, come in with your story
review. There's no more listeners, because they don't send us any feedback, so obviously it all got away. Yeah.
Hang on, Isabella wants to say something. Yes, Isabella?
Doctor's got a cracker in his hand. Then he... The island is escaped. Those ones.
You like those rollerblades? Okay, fine, thank you.
They're skateboards.
No, they're rollerblades as well.
Hey, have a look on the book and see.
Okay, right. Anyway, so enough of the Argos catalogue. It's got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with Doctor Who.
Can I have a drink? Can I have a drink?
You've got a drink here, look.
No, that's not a drink.
Yes, it is.
It's studies.
Anyway, what were we talking about before I got interrupted with the items from the Argos catalogue? Right, so that's a challenge then, now, listeners.
Doctor Squirrel cracking his hand, apparently.
Yeah, thank you, Alicia. Yes, listeners, as you obviously have got fed up with sending in feedback... I'd like to resurrect the feedback situation, because going from lots of email feedback to quite a lot of audio feedback, and then nothing is quite disappointing, isn't it?
You're pathetic, Dad.
Oh, shut up. So please, yes, even if it's to challenge Alicia to review a classic story with me, please do so.
Well, he falls asleep for it anyway.
Yeah, well, that's typically you.
Isn't actually, it? I might go to a sleepover that night. That's going to happen.
Yeah, but the funny thing is...
Can you help me?
Oh, for goodness sake. Your mum doesn't want you to waste the fruit shoot.
No, those are mine!
And they're Alicia's. So no, can you put them back? Can you put them back? Anyway.
Ow, you scratched me.
I didn't mean to. Ow!
I don't want you.
Don't you? Bye-bye. Isabella is now vacating the room after having...
Yes,
after tripping over the Argos catalogue.
He's tripped on the... Ow!
She didn't hurt herself. She just tripped over.
Dad, can you pass me the Argos catalogue quickly?
Why?
Because I need to look at something.
No, you can see it
after... No, it's about Doctor Who.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
I've seen the bits about Doctor Who.
I'm not joking. It is actually about Doctor Who. So give me the Argos catalogue.
Great. I'm trying to conduct a very serious podcast. Pardon?
Have an argument.
Right, now, I wanted to actually go through all the podcasts that I listen to, because would you stop getting on a strop and smashing the door? Not you! Because you don't listen to them.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with this podcast, so why are you going to...
It is, it's very interesting, because...
No, it ain't, Dad, so stop it.
It is interesting, because... People don't just listen to the one podcast. Well, I certainly don't. My podcasts are Bigger on the Inside is top of my list. Not in favouritism. It just comes up first when I look at my list of podcasts.
I'm not joking. Shut up.
Excuse me, moments. I just have to do something. All right, that's sort of that one out. Bigger on the Inside, which occasionally I didn't actually appear on it this week because I've been very busy.
Dad, you hurt me.
Shut up. Over the last. Couple of weeks, so unfortunately I didn't have time to send in my usual feedback to them. I hope they don't mind. But basically, Bigger on the Inside is Dan and Mike, and they are reviewing two of the classic stories per week in order, and they're currently in John Pertwee's last season as the Doctor, and that's quite topical at the moment, because a new podcast has sprung up, much on the same line. We'll come to that in a minute. The Doctor Who podcast is my next regularly listened to podcast, and one of the best, and one of the inspirations for this show. Three lads from all over all corners of the earth, allegedly together in a like a caravan thing, chatting about Doctor Who. And also that's been spawned from the DW O Who cast, and which then brings me on to the question, whatever happened to the DW O Who cast? Do you know, Alicia?
What?
Because on the 19th of June the DW O Who cast was broadcast.
Dead.
And it's never been broadcast again.
We're dead.
I know that Paul Wilson still exists, because I've actually communicated with him via Facebook.
He's dead.
But Shut up!
The podcast
appears to be dead, yes. And I have put on my status on Facebook.
Brilliant.
Whatever happened, I did. Whatever, not my one, the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Well, how
status.
Come he's from my friend then, the 20 megabyte Doctor Who?
Because.
Podcast. You have sent me a friend request. God damn!
Yeah, because I'm worried that you will then get inundated friends requests from listeners, and I know that we're very. Your particular account is quite private.
What's my opinion on people is quite private, actually.
Yeah,
I just accepted this girl who I don't even know.
And how do you know it's a girl?
Because it says Chloe.
Kate. Oh, that's a definite then. So if I could
and
go on...
And she's friends with Yasmin because there's a picture of them two together in Osborne form.
Is she going to Medina?
I don't know.
Anyway, stop diversing. I'm talking about the DWO who cast. Yes, so if anybody... Thank you. So if anybody knows whatever happened to the DWO WhoCast, which is the mother of all podcasts, in my opinion, please let us know, because we miss you.
I don't.
I do.
You don't listen.
Yeah, anyway. But apparently Seb from the DWO WhoCast has done some very interesting interviews that we're sure going to be listening to very soon, but I don't know if we're going to be listening to them via the DWO WhoCast, because, as I say, that seems to have died. Next on my list is Podshock. Which Alicia always potentially listens to, but only listens to part of when we happen to be driving from Cowes to Shanklin.
Well, actually, I don't. I put my headphones in, so...
Sorry, fellow podcasters. Yes, Alicia is a little bit ignorant sometimes.
I'm not ignorant, I'm sorry. But I'm just in a bit of a mood after Dan had a go at me.
No, stop it. Yes, but Podshock with Lewis Trapani and his legendary compatriots is essential listening, even though it's very, very long. It's not that boring, Alicia.
I'm tired, so don't give me that.
But yes, Podshock, you can't... If somebody said to you, right, you can only listen to three podcasts in the world, Podshock would be one of them. Next is Radio Free Skara, which apparently is the oldest of the podcasts. I'd like to get that verified, but they've certainly been going a very long time because they're up to episode 207 as we speak. A couple of Canadian chaps, but they don't do a feedback section.
It can't be.
What do you mean it can't be? Can't be what?
Because they only started, like... They obviously only started it in, like, December.
What, Radio Free Skara only started in December? No, we only started listening to it in December, Alicia.
They've been on 207 episodes.
Yeah.
So that means it'll be going for a year and a half.
Eh? What are you talking about?
Radio Free Skara. If they've done
203 episodes, yeah. And they do one a week, I think. So is it one a week they do?
Yeah, so how many weeks are in a
year? You are now robot.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Are you back now?
How many weeks
are in a
year?
Dad? Alicia, stop asking silly questions.
How many weeks?
52. But what's that got to do with it? It makes it about 4 or 5 years old, doesn't it?
Stop it. I'm going to count.
So, are you all right now, then? You got any further to say on Doctor Who? No. Just in a bit of a grump. Whatever. Next is the Totally Bonkers Flashing Blade podcast. And Tony Galichon has got lots of contacts because he keeps on having really interesting interviews with various Doctor Who celebrities, including most recently Matthew Waterhouse. So if you want to listen to the Matthew Waterhouse interview, I do believe that would be episode...
4 years as we go.
Thank you, Alicia. In between episode 58 and 59. And it was the last version of which was brought out on the 21st of July, and there was a longer version brought out on the 14th of July. So you can look those up on iTunes.
It's
about
tickling me. Yeah.
Next is the TARDIS Tavern, which, if you're an adult, is a brilliant podcast to listen to. A couple of chaps in a bar talking about Doctor Who. A little bit of swearing. Occasional swearing.
That's naughty.
But they don't deny...
They shouldn't swear on podcasts.
What's up to them? It's a free world, isn't it?
They shouldn't swear on podcasts. Maybe they should listen to it.
Doesn't make it a bad podcast. If you remember, the Bigger on the Inside used to swear until you came along... And,
they shouldn't swear, though. It's naughty. And then,
what do you do after they make a point of not swearing anymore? You don't listen to the podcast anymore.
Because someone never plays it to me, and I can't be bothered to download it because I haven't got any time.
But you would have said, if there was any other podcast that you had to listen to, would it be Bigger on the Inside, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Good, isn't it?
And, no, actually, Oodcast.
Oh, yeah, Oodcast, it's true. So the next is...
Hold on. Why come Oodcast not your list?
I haven't got down there yet. The next one, after TARDIS Tavern, which... these are all essential listening, I have to point out to you, and they're all on my iPod, queued up, is the Who on Who podcast, which is the father and father and son team chatting about classic Doctor Who.
That's why I said the
Queen. Did you?
Yeah.
What was boring about it?
I don't get it.
You don't get it. They're just talking about.
I want to watch Nanny McPhee.
You want to watch Nanny McPhee?
Oh, yeah, can I watch Nanny McPhee? Oh,
no!
Oh, I need to phone someone.
No, you can't watch Nanny McPhee. I love watching Nanny McPhee.
Why do we watch Doctor Who? Oh.
No!
Doctor Who?
No! I don't want Doctor
Listeners.
Who.
Could you tell Isabella, shut up, please?
Thank you, Isabella. After I finish doing this podcast, you can watch Nanny McPhee, but can you leave me alone? After I've finished doing this.
Hello. What, can we get back to Doctor Who, please?
Yes, I'm trying to.
I don't want Doctor Who.
All right, thank you, Alicia. Isabella. Right, so
will
who
wants
to?
Stop calling me Isabella.
No, I'm
Alicia.
Getting confused. Right.
Next thing.
Who on who? I'm still on who on who.
The next thing you'll be calling the dogs us.
Well, that's not really.
Don't.
Anyway, where are the dogs anyway? They've got, Star's there in her bed and Magic's given up.
Oh, you're wearing your Doctor Who t-shirt today.
I'm wearing my K9 t-shirt, yes. So Who on Who. Still a good show, though. They're doing the invasion on their most recent episode. They don't release enough episodes, in my view. I think it was one every 3 to 4 weeks. Not enough episodes, but still good listening. Cause I do like the long podcasts.
What's
Alicia.
That?
The long podcast. A lot of podcasts that last more than the usual, they're not usual, but long for 5 minutes.
I feel like...
Go on, then.
Feel it.
No, I like long ones.
I don't.
Because I want... It's like a radio show. You don't want a radio show to last 5 minutes.
Yeah, you do.
If you're on,
it's a chart show.
Well, if you're on a journey, which is generally... Or doing a little job, it's generally when I listen to podcasts. My jobs normally last more than 5 minutes, or my car journeys normally last more than 5 minutes. So I want to listen to something that, keep me going for that length of the journey or whatever.
Oh,
and this is why, as we move on, we've mentioned the Hoot, the Hoot cast, Alicia.
Guess what?
Oh,
whatever they say.
Daddy,
how fascinating.
Sorry.
Pardon? Hang on. What did you say?
I want to stay here with you.
That's very nice. Thank you, Isabella.
Did you say something about Doctor Who, Isabella? Let's talk about Doctor Who, shall we?
No.
So, what do you think about Doctor Who? Do you like it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't.
What happened on Doctor Who this week?
It wasn't on this week.
Shut up and see what she says. What happened on Doctor Who?
Too much silence. Right, we were on the Oodcast.
What was your favourite episode?
Never mind what her favourite episode was. The Oodcast. What do you say?
Amy and Doctor.
Thank you, Isabella. The Oodcast. Now, would you say that isn't a podcast you definitely want to listen to if it comes out?
Yeah.
So I'd say that's your favourite podcast then, yes?
Yeah.
I think that's one, of course. Well, now I was talking about, I was talking just a minute ago about...
No, it's not my favourite podcast, Dad, sorry.
Okay. Well, I was talking about... podcast that I like to last more than what the next podcast I'm going to speak to lasts. It's the 2 Minute Time Law by that Chip guy, which I do listen to his podcast now.
Why is it 2 minutes?
Well, it's not. The first one I've got here was episode 149 is 3:25. Then the next one is 5:20. The next one after that is 2:55. Now, 5:20 is
mammoth.
Why is
it 2 minutes? How can you talk about Doctor Who in 2 minutes?
I really don't know, but... I have to download about 10 of his episodes and just listen to them one after the other in a stream. Fortunately, I've got 3 here to listen to, but by the time I do my night shift, I'll have 4 or 5. So, because he does release regular episodes every 2 or 3 days, so that's all right. Though they are a bit short, but hence it's the 2 minutes. Maybe he hasn't got time to do really long podcasts.
I haven't got time, but you forced me to do it. See, I could be...
Oh, I forced you to do it.
I could be sunbathing on the beach right now, or going to dancing.
Yeah, well, that would be difficult. That would be difficult as the sun isn't out. And the dancing side of thing is now the school summer holidays, and
yeah,
there's only
still,
one dance
still,
per thing per week.
I know, it's one dancing per week, but so...
Right, as we move on, the next one on my list is brand new, and I haven't listened to it yet.
Your
it's
face.
The US post. Can I start again? The US Who cast. Maybe that's replaced the DW Who cast.
UK Who cast.
The US Who cast.
UK.
Now, I haven't listened to them yet, like I say. Did I listen to the first episode? I might have listened to the first one because they were talking about Unearthly Child, I think. Is that the one they were talking about? No, that's the new cast. Oh, God, it's just started up. Hang on. That's an original theme tune, isn't it? Imagine a Doctor Who podcast using that theme tune.
Yeah.
That's the US Who cast, yes. So the next one after
Welcome to the US.
I can't review it because I haven't listened to it yet. Will you be quiet?
I'm trying to do an impression of this Whocast, thank you.
We haven't listened to it.
You're interrupting. Okay, just shut up now.
I'm going to get Daniel Fee.
Yeah, we'll get Nanny McPhee when I've finished.
I want to talk about Doctor Who.
Go on then.
I can't reach.
Good.
No, I want you to talk about it so I can add stuff to it.
You want me to talk to... Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I'm talking about my new, newest...
Can you help me reach?
No.
Do you know, I just want to say, half the viewers are probably falling asleep by now.
Probably so.
Because of you.
Well, you keep interrupting me. Now, the one I most recently listened to is called The Who Noobs, which is basically Doctor Who newbies. Now, what it is, and this is a very interesting angle. Oh, for goodness. Will you stop it? You won't get Nanny McPhee if you keep messing around with
so
that.
That's my game.
Basically, they're not Doctor Who fans. And that's what stumped me. They're not Doctor Who fans, or they claim not to be, but they've decided to watch every single episode of Doctor Who from the beginning and review those episodes as non-Doctor Who fans. Well, I can't understand how anybody who's not a Doctor Who fan would want to spend their time reviewing a series which they're not fans of. Maybe they'll become fans of it at a later date. But because of that, that does make it a very interesting podcast to listen to. But the trouble is, it's like a commentary, so they put the episode on, you can hear it playing in the background. And their first episode, Unearthly Child, which worries me a little bit, because they only do the first episode of the story, Unearthly Child. And that's 25 minutes. So the next week, they release episode 2, which is Cave of Skull, which is the second. I mean, there's about 500 odd episodes of Doctor Who, maybe a lot more actually. And how many years it's going to take for them to get up to the current stuff? I think they need to squeeze more episodes into their shows. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
Okay.
They spent 47 minutes talking about Unearthly Child, and it's only a 24 minute episode. But it's a good podcast, nevertheless. Listen to that one. That's available on iTunes. It's the Who Noobs. And finally, oh, it's us. Well, that's it then. That's it then. I'm sure there are other podcasts
you
I listen
to.
Of course, I listen to. I have to make sure that it sounds good, or sometimes I have to make sure that our low listening figures or download figures aren't for any particular reason.
No, we're burning our battery.
Oh, interesting, but it was quite interesting. You know, our last episode was split in two, the Alistair Pearson episode, but episode 2 got about 20 more hits than episode 1. But it was, they're a 2-part story, and I did get criticised by someone.
I think. Well, that episode's not very good.
You didn't even listen to it.
I know, but there you go. I'm clever.
Yeah, but I did get some criticism from somebody saying that I should have let people know that the episode was in two halves. But I thought the clue...
You should have done...
But I thought the clue there was with one was called part one and the other one was called part two. I thought the clue was in the title there somewhere along the line, but...
I need lukewarm water. Sorry.
You need luke what?
And play this game.
So we can move on from my podcast now to the rest of what we wanted to talk about on the show. John Barrowman.
Oh, God.
Wasn't he brilliant again in Desperate Housewives?
Shut up.
And now in his already his what's his show called on Saturday nights?
Tonight's a night.
Now, didn't you think when you saw him on that thing, he's just about to throttle someone or murder someone on it? I couldn't quite get away from his.
I think you were thinking.
I couldn't quite get away from his character in Desperate Housewives, but it's great to see John back on the telly. And I don't know how he finds time to do that and apparently film Torchwood, as he's supposed to be doing at the moment. Bearing in mind his Saturday show is live, and of course he's got a tour coming up soon, and he'll be actually in Portsmouth in October, but I can't afford to go and see him.
Leave
there. I'd like to, though. I'd like to go and see him and meet him. And I'll put earplugs in my ears when he's singing, but other than that, yeah.
How do you meet him?
I suppose you just have to wait until the show's over and meet him by the stage door. So, anyway. I'm looking down my notes here.
Baby, go in the water.
Sorry?
I'm playing this game. It's funny.
Right, if none of you are already aware or haven't picked up this podcast via the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, and you really do like listening to lots and lots of Doctor Who podcasts, that's the ideal place to find all the best and sometimes worst Doctor Who podcasts. They're all there on the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance website, apart from Bigger on the Inside. I'll have to be having words with Matt. At Mike and Dan, and trying to get them to join. It doesn't cost any money to join the DWPA podcasters, but do so and you'll be channeling your podcast to the right listeners. So, yes. Thank you, Isabella. It's .2podcastalliance.org, I think that's the
website. It's quite stuck, I don't know what to use.
Did you?
What are you moaning about now, Isabella? Right then, yes, so what did I get up to? Oh, the Series 6 rumour mill. There was rumoured in The Sun last week that Matt Smith has said that the Series 6 of Doctor Who will be his last.
Oh dear, how's
and
that?
He'll be leaving at the end.
What?
To follow a career in Hollywood.
Say that again.
Apparently, it is rumoured that Series 6 of Doctor Who...
What's that one then?
The next one will be Matt Smith's last as the Doctor.
Why would he want to quit this job, really?
Don't know, because apparently he wants a career in Hollywood. But
so would I, but not all of us can get it.
It could be The Sun just sort of putting that story in, and if it does happen, they can then say, you heard it here first. But I'm sure that if Matt carries on to do a third series, then they won't even mention they got that completely wrong. There is a Christmas special synopsis, which has also been released, but unfortunately, as the DWO... what's that? Doctor Who Online website's news page seems to have collapsed. I can't actually communicate the synopsis of the Christmas special to you, and I don't consider it to be a spoiler anyway, because it's not actually telling you the plot, it's just telling you what... Ah, we have got some cast news on that, though. Catherine Jenkins, the opera singer, is going to be in it. And Michael Gambon...
What the hell is the point in that?
Don't know. Michael Gambon, who plays Dumbledore in the Harry Potter films, is going to be in it as well. So what do you think of that then, Alicia? Is it stunt casting?
What?
That means putting famous people in the cast to make people watch it. It's called stunt casting. Sometimes people, when they've got rubbish storylines, they do that to promote some viewership.
I'm going to sweat my neck.
Oh, poor you.
I know,
it's for me, isn't it? So, now, if we don't get anybody sending in requests of the classic stories for us to watch, as in me and Alicia, then we'll next week be doing the random review, which is what I think Radio Free Scaro do. They have a little random number selector, which then selects a story from the era, from the whole of Doctor Who.
They do, don't they?
And they then review it.
Yes, they do. I'll just let you do all the talking here.
Yes, evidently. Excuse me. So, I'm just now going to flick over live to the internet to see what the Gallifrey news base has on the latest news of Doctor Who. And apparently, Derek Pollitt has passed away at the age of 83. And he played Driver Evans in the second Doctor story, The Web of Fear. And
that's sad.
That's today. It is sad, yes.
What? He died today?
No, the news has come out today.
Oh.
Of course, very recently you've had the Doctor Who prom, which Alistair, I think, went to. I'm gutted, because once again I couldn't afford to go, but I really would like to go to one of these Doctor Who events at some point. What else have we got on this thing? It says Adventure Games now available internationally, so that anybody listening outside the UK who wants to get the well-advertised Doctor Who Adventure Games, they are now available outside of this country. Don't quite know how yet, but if you go to http://gallifreynewsbase.blogspot.com, it's a bit mouthful, isn't it? Almost as big a news email thingy, dressy, what you call it, as ours. You'll be able to find out some news. Doctor Who tops the June iPlayer figures. That's going back a bit. Pandorica opens had 1.3 requests on iPlayer, which is quite phenomenal, isn't it, really? So there you go. I think that makes it the most requested programme. Let's have a look at their little charts. Yeah. Oh, 11th Hour is number one, with 2.16 million downloads. So anyway, I think we can safely say in between-y part, as we're in at the moment, in between... the series and the Christmas special, there seems to be a great lack of news. Obviously, they are filming the Christmas special at the moment, so we sit and wait for Doctor Who news to come, and don't get any at the moment. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of what they call that thing, the 20-megabyte Doctor Who podcast confidential, and tell you how we record this programme. We record it on a programme...
Oh, no, Dad.
We record it on a...
Dad, before you do this...
Yeah.
There's no point.
On a programme called...
There's no point, Dad. Stop telling him our secret.
It's not a secret.
Stop telling him our secret, otherwise I will hit you.
Sony Acid Studio Music. Music Studio 7. It's a really good multi-track.
People are not going to listen to this one now because you just said that.
And you can actually adjust the output on it for file size, which enables us to get the file of your program down to less than 20 megabytes. So there you go. That's there a quick confidential on this particular show. Wasn't that interesting, Alicia? Hi. Well, I thought it was interesting. That's why I said it. So, finally...
I thought it was...
Really?
Yeah. That's what I
I'm just checking down my list. See if there's anything else I want to talk about. Is there anything you wanted to talk about? Are you going to be available for podcasting during the summer holidays?
I might be.
I should hope so. So now we move on to my regular feature. Well, it was supposed to be regular until I forgot to do it. It's the eBay watch. And this week's most expensive item on eBay is... Doctor Who Remembrance of Dalek Drone Dalek Replica, and it's listed at £4,995 plus £99 postage.
You chose.
Yes. Surprisingly, no bids for that one at the moment.
How much?
It's a replica Remembrance of the Daleks drone.
How big is it?
Well, it's a Dalek size. It's a Dalek, full-size Dalek.
4,000.
Let's have a look.
Can you see it, Isabella? What's that?
Did you say 4,000?
It was 5,000 if you include postage.
£1,000 postage.
It's grey, Isabella.
£1,000 postage.
And what's the colour?
No, £100 postage, there it is.
That's round.
Hang on, that's not the Dalek.
That's round.
No, that's the next one. That's a replica of the... stop leaning against the computer, because I can't... There we are. That doesn't look very good. Obviously, somebody's built
can
that.
Can I have to see the brown Dalek?
Yeah, well, hang on. Bear with me, Isabella. I'm just trying to scroll through these pages. Can you stop hitting me with your leg, please?
Stop it.
Right, you want to see... It's not brown, is it? It's sort of a metallic copper colour. Now, this one here, which is number two, and I'm not going to go on about these things, but it seems Dalek seems to be the top of the want list. It's a full-size Dalek licensed plus... Yes, thanks. Yeah, all right. Are you? All right, thank you. Right. Apparently, it also is able to talk via eBay, but that one...
Can we hear it all? Can we hear it all?
I don't like Dalek.
You just asked me to put the page up.
I don't want him.
Okay, well, anyway. But that one is quite a bargain at £3,450.
Oh, yeah, bargain.
Can I have a look at
well, it's
that
quite
one?
Good, isn't it?
Can
it's a fully licensed full-size Dalek.
That one.
That's a Cyberman.
Oh, no, can we hear the Dalek again?
Well, you can see the picture there. The Cyberman, and this is the last one I'm going to talk about now.
I want to see it.
It's £2,995.
I want to see the picture for Cyberman.
£95. Well, let's hope the Cyberman is going to talk.
I want to see
All right. Oh, it's a classic series Cyberman costume. But why does it say size Dalek? It says screen use from BBC Doctor Who Cyberman, full costume, size Dalek, for some reason.
That's so funny, Daddy.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, glad you think it's funny, Isabella.
He's standing back to the TARDIS.
Yeah, but I don't really think the Cyberman is supposed to be funny. Right, but see, those... None of those items have got bids against them. Can you... Sorry, darling, I just can't get controlling all the what's it. I just want to see which
can
is...
Can I have a look
no,
at that
No, just
one.
Wait a sec. Which item's got the
I want to see that one.
The item that's got the bid against as far as the most expensive
I want to see that one. I love it.
You love it?
Yeah,
I thought
this one.
It's a Cyberman battery-operated toothbrush.
Can I have a
That's
look?
Not what I'm looking at. No.
I want to.
None of these items have got bids against. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Right. This is a massive Doctor Who DVD collection. Nearly 80 titles.
I want to have a look at that one.
Yeah, right. And that is got 12 bids against it at £255, Alicia.
What?
I want to have
80 DVDs, Doctor Who DVDs. There, look. Yeah. £255, 12 bids against it. So that's the item that's got the most bids against as far as price goes. Somebody's got a lot of money. And but we have a Dalek with a bid against it. It says Dalek Mark III grey and blue scale model. So it's only a model. It's only the half size one. That's got a bid against it at £250. So I think we've covered eBay enough today. What do you think, Alicia?
Can I have it?
No, you can't. So now we move on to a bit that we've been meaning to do for weeks. It's the Test Alicia Doctor Who quiz. Woo! Right, I've got to find the... This is very random. Where are the answers in this book? Oh, no. Where are the answers, then? Alicia, where do I keep the answers in this book? Oh, they're upside down on the next page. Okay, then. Random question. And this is, what do Cybermen say when they are going to kill somebody?
Delete.
Well, I didn't even get to the multi-question. This is a really difficult book, this one, isn't it? I'm not impressed with that. Okay, we'll find another random question. What was this for? Three-year-olds? Old friends. Right, then. What was Sarah's profession when she first met the Doctor?
Told you. New ones, Dad.
Who's the new one? Sarah Jane Smith.
Yeah, but this is an old question.
The clue is actually in that story she appears in, school reunion.
What's the question again?
What was Sarah's profession when she first met the Doctor?
Journalist.
Well done, see? Wasn't that difficult, was it? These are really testing and riveting questions. Right then. How evil are you? Right. You find an alien planet that is largely uninhabited and strategically sound. Oh, that's a really difficult one for you.
What the hell does that
mean?
It
means it's sound. Do you set up a base where you can use the planet as a means of invading nearby worlds? B, hunt about for intelligent life and try to offer yourself into slavery? Or C, thank you. Or C, seek out all life forms, eradicate them, amass an army, and conquer the galaxy. Which one would you go for if you, you know...
Read out the answers again.
Oh, for God's sake.
God, I'm so...
A, this is to test how evil you are. Right, A, set up a base so you can use planets as a means of... the planet as a means of invading nearby worlds. B, hunt about for intelligent life and try to offer yourself into slavery. Or C, seek out all life forms, eradicate them, amass an army and conquer the galaxy. Which one of those would you choose?
I have no idea.
Oh, what a useless waste of time that was. Right. You can please email us. I seem to be getting on my email thingy via this podcast is spam and notifications from people that I've won lots of money that I haven't. Please send in your account details, blah, blah, blah. I want feedback.
Please, can you tell me that again? What, people are trying to get money out of you?
No, they're just trying to get my bank details and stuff.
Why?
Because there's evil in the internet. You can get contact us, please do, feedback. Will you be quiet? 20 meg feedback at hotmail.co.uk. That's the word 20, the word meg, the word feedback at hotmail.co.uk. You can contact us directly by the Facebook page, the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Also contact us via the Podbean site, which is. Thank you. The 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.podbean.com. And that's the number 20 MB podcast at podbean. Sorry, .podbean.com. I think that's about it. Have I covered all the feedback addresses? Have I? Were there any feedback addresses that I didn't?
I don't know.
Nor do I. So, but anyway, please do.
Facebook.
I've done Facebook.
Twitter? Yeah.
Not doing Twitter. I can't see the point of Twitter myself.
Well, all celebrities want it, so I guess. Celebrities.
Yeah, but you can't... It's nonsense. Sorry, Twitter's...
What?
It's impersonal.
Oh, you are offending all the Twitterers.
I don't care. I don't see the point of Twitter. No. You can't talk back.
Answers might be on Twitter, so don't do that.
I'm not interested.
Apologise.
No. With Facebook, you can actually have a conversation here, backwards and forwards. On Twitter, you cannot. I'm sorry, it's rubbish. So, there we go. We have had a little break.
Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, but nobody of any importance is following me. No offence to... I don't know where these people have suddenly appeared from. I suddenly get an email saying, so-and-so is following you on Twitter. Who? You know, but I like Facebook because all my friends are on it.
I don't get it. Following you.
They just follow whatever blogs you put on it. It's like a status update, and you just put a status update on it, and anybody who is like linked to it will just get that come up on their blog, and it's not like Facebook.
Okay.
Now that is offensive.
I'm sorry. But you should apologise to all the Twitterers out there.
Well, if somebody can explain the point of Twitter to me, I'll really understand, because I don't. But with Facebook, you can look at, actually have your friends on there and communicate with them and blah, blah, blah. You can even chat with them if you like. Oh, Twitter, that's not on there. It's not a possibility.
I can't even reply to my MSN message.
Oh, baby, never mind. I think it's time to wind up the show.
I think I need to go on Facebook on the computer.
Do you? Well, that'll have to wait for me to finish what I'm doing here.
Oh, no, look, so I actually do need to go on Facebook. I'm not joking.
Well, if you shut up and let me finish the show, then you might be able to do so. Yeah, so we'll be back again probably next week, but even though I'm doing nights... with another inane show, and it has been a bit of an inane waffle this week, but it's...
No, only because you were waffling on about a load of rubbish.
Yeah, but at least it's better to have a show full of inane waffle than no show at all. The DWO WhoCast lads. Let's have some DWO WhoCast back. I'm missing you.
I'm not.
And thank you for listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. We'll be back next week. I was Adam.
And I was Alicia.
And who are you?
Isabella.
And isn't she lovely? See you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.